Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie.
And I'm Art Malin.
And welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Bob Schuster down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And we're also talking with local DNR fisheries manager Max Walter about sturgeon fishing. And lastly, some late fall muskie tips from fishing guide Dave D'Orazio. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Take advantage of the end of the season price on Tracker from Hayward Power Sports. Tracker is America's number one selling aluminum fishing boat, and fall is the only time we're allowed to discount beyond their national pricing. A 2016 Tracker Targa V18WT that was $30,270 is now just $25,900. It seats up to six with a walkthrough windshield and a console steered Mercury 150 horse XL 4-stroke. It's fully loaded with a Lowrance Mark 5X fish finder, Minn Kota power drive trolling motor, two live wells, and a matching tandem axle trailer. It's brand new and just $25,900. Plus, this is just one example of the deals during our fall fishing Tracker boat sale. Remember, all new Tracker boats come with a Tracker Promise, 5-year bow-to-stern warranty at Hayward Power Sports. We've been your Tracker dealer since 2010 and have sold over 250 Trackers to anglers all over the area and beyond. Come see us today at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77, or online at haywardpowersports.com.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward welcomes you to stop by for their great selection of mouth-watering steaks, as well as many varieties of brat sausages and much more. Along with that, Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, summer sausage, cheese curds, and homemade jerky for fall hunters and anglers, as well as great double-smoked bacon. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Timber Ford's pre-owned inventory is bursting at the seams with prices that are too good to be true. Check out our 2013 Ford F-150 4x4 Super Cab, loaded with power everything, one owner, new brakes, plus a trailer tow package, and only 66,000 miles for only $24,985. Or our 2010 Hyundai Santa Fe, all-wheel drive, fully equipped, very clean, and priced super low at $14,985. Check out these must-see deals and our entire pre-owned inventory at Timber Ford of Hayward.
We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and we're in the mid-October here, and we're after the tournament already. We're going to talk about that a little bit today on the show, but we got Bob Schuster in here this morning. Good luck, be an interesting show.
Yeah, it should be. There's a lot of things that are going on right now outdoors, and I'm sure we'll be talking about those lot of things.
Well, yeah, and I got a couple of great interviews, one with Max Walter talking about sturgeon later in the show, and Dave D'Orazio talking about late fall muskie. So anyway, we've got Bob in here. What have you been seeing? How'd the big weekend go?
Hey, good morning, John, and good morning, Art. The muskie tournament weekend went on about as smooth as I've seen it. And a number of fish caught, like to the tune of 80 off of a multiple of different lakes, and that was 440 anglers in the event. We had two youngsters, one that was 8 and one that was 9, that boated a fish as well.
And it sounded like it was a real good turnout. It wasn't a record number of fish, but it was a pretty high number of fish.
Yeah, it was. And then a local gentleman won the boat, motor, and trailer.
I know. Yeah. I know. He just bought a brand new boat not that long ago.
I know he did, but he said he never wins anything. He can't say that anymore.
That's Dan Palmer,
yeah,
from Hayward. It's kind of interesting. I was looking at some of the information. From six lakes, 54 fish came out. Spider was number one with 16, Chippewa Flowage 9, Teal 9, Lost Land 7, Round Lake 6, and Nemecoggin 7. That's kind of the way it goes every year.
Yeah, some interesting enough, Round had some for Clear Deep Lake, but if you notice, nothing off a of grindstone, nothing off a of Coot Ray, nothing off a of whitefish.
Nobody fishing
off
there.
Off of sand.
Let me tell you something. There has never, in the 40 years of this program, there has never been a fish registered that I'm aware of from Whitefish.
Yeah,
can you believe
not.
That?
I know, and they're in there, and there's some dandies.
Yeah, and as far as grindstone cootery, very few people are fishing them for muskies because you're looking at a real low density there.
Yeah.
And today, which will be a week from now when you hear this, but today I think that the DNR is planning the 3,400 extended growth muskies in Cooteray. I'm happy to see that. I'm going to be interested in to know what happens. And I think they had pit tags on all of them.
Well, what happened to our, I asked you before this question, what happened to that bunch of fish they put in there from Butternut many years ago? They were adult fish.
Yeah, well, nobody seems to know.
Anyway, you know, so it was a good event. I think everybody had fun there.
They did, John. And then the youngsters had the youth hunt over the weekend, and I heard of a few that had bagged out on their animals, so that was good. And then just a general population coming in fishing because it was just a gorgeous weekend. They were all doing pretty well.
What did you hear as far as the panfish, the crappies? I mean, that's been kind of, it's been good, but it's been sporadic. We had a lot of bug hatches going on even in September.
Yeah, it seems the folks that are finding them, if you will, in suspended deeper water, for the most part, is the reports I'm getting. If you find them, you catch them. If you don't, then you're one here, one there.
How about walleyes?
That has been starting to pick up.
You know, it's funny. We were talking about a bug hatch. I was watching the other day out in my yard, and I'm seeing bugs flying around, some kind of a fly. And I couldn't believe it, because that time of the year, I usually don't see those. But that's one of the reasons I think that the muskie tournament went so well, was because the weather was really neat.
Oh, it was, and I don't think you had I don't know this for a fact, but I'm going to say for the most part, I don't think a lot of those lakes had turned over yet. We just got our first frost here 2 days before we record this.
I don't think there was much of a turnover this year, Bob.
No, and that's the case, and I think that might have lent to, plus the time year, shorter days, and fish know they need to put the feed bag on, and that's a pretty good catch for three, basically 2.5 days.
Yeah. Well, hopefully everything's going to kind of get into the fall period now. And Art mentioned seeing bugs flying around the backyard. He says, you know, we've been seeing this. I saw this all through September and right to the end of September. And if you've got the newer electronics like the Hummingbird Helixes and stuff, and this stuff will show you the tiniest little, these little midges coming up. You'll see them on the depth finder if you adjust it right. And the screen was just constantly cluttered with life down there.
Yeah, there's been plenty of feed for them this year.
That's good, really, when you stop to think of it, because that's going to make for better fish next year, if you can find them.
For sure.
Well, they're nice and fat and heavy, and they're probably going to have a real good egg production.
No doubt about that, and that's the good news, really, when you stop to think about it.
Bob, you've been hearing much on the hunting. I know you mentioned the youth hunt, but how about guys that are out there in archery season and small game and that stuff, ducks?
Yeah, there's been some folks come in that have tagged up, nothing real monstrous for bucks. I seen where a gal down by Race Lake got a 700 and some pound bear on the 10th of October. That was a big animal.
It's bigger than what I talked about.
Well, I talked about a 654 pounder from Shawano area last time. Now we have a bigger one. But the other thing that's happening that I think that's going good is for the duck hunters. I've heard a lot of shooting on Cooteray. And you normally you don't hear that. We've got Canada geese that are coming in there every day. We've got ducks coming in that I don't usually see. I have not seen that in the 28 years I've lived on that lake. But in the last 3 years, I've seen it. And the only difference is that the cranberry bog, where they always exited their water into Cooteray, doesn't do that anymore. They built their own pond, settling pond. Mm-hmm. And now we're getting natural weeds that are coming back.
Another big reason, Art, is we're getting back into a water cycle again, where there's water everywhere, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, there's a lot of water, but we still haven't broken the record.
No.
We're standing back here right now recording the show in the new part of the store here with the archery department. I mean, you guys got everything here for hunting and fishing for fall.
Well, I don't want to say everything, but a pretty good selection, and been a number of people coming in for some repairs on their bows and buying arrows and buying ammo, and yeah, so that season's upon us, and that, you know, with the bow hunting, that'll get better and better as the canopy comes down off the trees, and even bird hunting, and I've had some reports of some guys doing okay on birds as well.
Bob, I want to thank you for coming on here.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Art.
And Art, we're going to have to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that bring the show to you every week. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to our fisheries manager, Matt Waldron.
Hunters and anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area. Stop in and check out the huge selection of fall muskie, bass, walleye, and panfish tackle. They also carry archery supplies, bows, crossbows, muzzle loaders, ammo, scents, tree stands, and much more. Gear up for the fall at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And while you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Store your boat where it will be safe and cared for at Hayward Power Sports, the area's largest marine and power sports storage facility with more indoor storage than ever. Call now to reserve your space and bring it in when you're done for the season. Your boat will be prepped by certified techs who properly winterize today's high-tech motors. They offer shrink wrapping and indoor storage, plus a 20% discount on any repairs done when you store your boat with them. State licensed and bonded, Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402. Or Art Malin at 715-865-2336. Or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com. And then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors with myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Malin. And Art, you know, one of the things around here that gets kind of overlooked is sturgeon fishing.
Well, yeah, and sturgeon in the Namekagon River apparently are coming back quite well.
They are, and that's what Mike was going to be talking about on this interview. So let's hear what he had to say about their efforts in trying to bring sturgeon back, and then we'll have another interview and more on your outdoors. Max, you know, when it comes to fishing and fisheries, we see a lot of stuff on TV a lot of times with something like the Rainy River, the big sturgeon up there. We had sturgeon in our waters here, big sturgeon like that at one time, and we've got sturgeon now, and you guys have been doing some work trying to bring those sturgeon fisheries back a little bit, and you're seeing some positive results, right?
Yeah, sturgeon are kind of a under-the-radar fish in the Hayward area where everybody else is looking for walleye and muskie and panfish, but we actually have some really good native sturgeon populations. The East Fork Lakes on the Chippewa River, upstream from the Chippewa flowage, you got Barker, Hunter, Blaisdell. Each of those have sturgeon, and they actually grow some really big fish. We were out on Blaisdell. We had a legal 62.5-inch fish. Beautiful, you know, big sturgeon that would be a lot of fun for anybody to catch. And I just don't see that many people up here looking at that as a, you know, an opportunity.
Well, you know, why did we seem to have a decline in sturgeon in some of the lakes? I know Lost Land and Teal, and those lakes all had big sturgeon, and whether they still do or not, I would never see them or anything, but why did we see a decline, and why are we starting to see a comeback now?
Yeah, Lost Land of Teal is an interesting case, and I don't know if I have all the answers there, but there are some other places where, you know, the changes to the sturgeon population is a little more obvious, where we put a dam on a river, for example, and kind of break up where sturgeon are able to get to. So we've actually had some recovery efforts for sturgeon in the last few years. One on the Namekagon in the stretch between Trigo and Hayward, where the DNR actually stocked some fingerling sturgeon into that reach and we pit tagged them. This was over 10 years ago now this started, and now we're starting to see some of those fish turning up in a few of the deeper holes along that reach, and it's really neat to see. Someday we might have them running up right below the dam in Hayward. It might be happening already. We haven't really documented it yet, but they should be returning to that reach on the Namekagon, and people should have an opportunity to fish for them there. Another one is the Couderay River, where the Grim Dam was removed near Radisson a number of years ago. And sturgeon are starting to come back up from the Chippewa River into the Couderay. So they're kind of doing it on their own in some cases. In some cases, we're helping them out a little bit. But we've got a couple kind of success stories in the making.
I know you guys down on the East Fork, you actually put a fish ladder in there to try to help the sturgeon out.
Yep, exactly. At the Snaptail Rapids Hydro Project, they put in a fish ladder, and we've documented sturgeon moving through there. So we've restored some connectivity at that dam. We didn't take the dam out, but we created a way for sturgeon to get around it. And now they can move up and downstream, as they like to do. Sturgeon certainly move a lot. And hopefully that'll help those populations to stay healthy, to continue to exist in the future, because boy, we grow some really big fish up there.
You know, we do actually have a season for sturgeon too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a September season. You have to get a harvest tag if you do want to keep one. But like I said, it's a really underutilized opportunity in the Hayward area, especially considering how good the sturgeon fishing can be in places like the Chippewa River below Radisson, or you know, those East Fork lakes on Barker, Hunter, and Blaisdell.
Yeah, you know, those lakes up there, the only ones I ever hear of anybody really fishing on is by the Snaptail Dam and that stuff. I just haven't heard of anybody going after sturgeon other lakes.
Yeah, I don't hear a whole lot about it either, but it's an opportunity that's out there for people who want to advertise it. You know, we manage these critters and try and get them out there. I think they're just really cool. I mean, to hook into something that big and that powerful and to see those big ancient fish, even if you're not going to keep one, I think is a really neat experience.
I think most people just release them anyhow, don't they, when they're catching them?
I think so. And the size limit's quite high. So, you know, you may catch quite a few that aren't legal size and you got to release them anyhow. But, you know, just to see that, and they're really not that hard to catch. You know, there's nothing real complicated about it. You put some stuff out there on the bottom in a deep hole and wait, more or less.
Well, you know, when we talk about this coming back in a lot of places, obviously, then our water quality has got to actually be pretty good to sustain them. It's not a water quality issue as much as it is maybe dams and water impediment and stuff like that.
Yeah, our water quality has remained pretty good, so it's about kind of connecting habitat for them and giving them places to go. They need big, long, uninterrupted reaches of river, because they'll all run upstream and spawn, and then those eggs and the fry will actually drift downstream, so they need long runs of water like that.
Are these the same sturgeon, as I mentioned earlier, like up in the Rainy River, same species, they can get that big?
Yeah, absolutely. These are lake sturgeon. That's our most common type in most of Wisconsin. We do have some shovel-nose sturgeon in like the Mississippi River and parts of the Wisconsin River, but everything up here that you'd see would be a lake sturgeon, and yeah, they have that potential. You know, they get really big in the Winnebago system, the Rainy River system, even Yellow Lake over in Burnett County grows some really big sturgeon. See them in the St. Croix River. So yeah, they're a really neat fish that doesn't seem to get a lot of attention.
And there's information, I suppose, on the DNR website on that?
Absolutely, yeah. You can find out a lot about sturgeon by poking around on the website.
Yeah, it's fun just to look at other different species of fish. Max, I want to thank you for coming on here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, that was interesting because when I came here, you know, I remember distinctly somebody accidentally catching a 150-pound sturgeon out of Teal Lake and getting fined for it because they kept it. But you don't see them anymore.
If they kept it, it was probably worth $150.
But they didn't. It was mounted by the DNR. Anyway, we got to take another break and hear from more of our fine sponsors. We'll come back to an interview with fishing guide Dave D'Orazio. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. for outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales, with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Attention pet owners! Dr. Ostrander is excited to announce the addition of veterinarian Dr. Abby Stoll to the staff of Hayward Animal Hospital. Dr. Abby comes from a family with a strong veterinarian tradition. Her grandfather, brother, and cousin are all veterinarians, and her father is an elk biologist. She has a passion for animals. Dr. Abby is intelligent, experienced, kind, and compassionate. Come meet this extraordinary woman at Hayward Animal Hospital, located on Highway B.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Mainland. And Art, you know, we're talking late season and then late season muskies. We've put a few days out there ourselves years ago in the pretty cold extreme.
Well, I think we stood on a picnic table to get to the water.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was.
And I think it was Lake 48?
Yeah, it was. Lake 27
Lake
or 27,
something.
Lake 27,
yeah, over western part of the state. Those people, like I used to be, like you used to be, we do crazy things like that, John.
I ain't that mad at these fish anymore, but let's hear what Mr. Dave D'Orazio, who has been a fishing guide for a lot of years, let's hear what he has to say about finding and catching those fish late fall. Well, Dave, you know, when it gets late in the fall, late October, and even in November, a lot of guys have kind of quit fishing for muskies. I've taken up either just watching ball games or even hunting, but that's one of the best times to go out there and get one of the really big super tanker fish, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. That's when the fish are biggest for the year. Those females are really bulking up, and it's not easy. You're fighting the weather. You're fighting for a small percentage of the fish, and it's work, but it can be done.
Well, I know Tony Rizzo once said the best bite is usually between 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I pretty much agree with that, although I've got a 40-pound fish at just before dark even.
Yeah, I think the middle of the day when your water is warmest, that really helps. Especially once the water gets really, really cold down as underneath 40 degrees, it really helps to have a warming trend.
You know, at that time of the year, I think you want to target your big fish lakes. And we used to years ago. I mean, we'd go out there clear into almost the time the lake froze up, and we went after lakes like Le Coudre and Grindstone, some of the big lakes around the lake. But nowadays, you've got some pretty good fish that are going to be available and probably a little shallower in some of the small lakes late in the season like that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's some good fish in some of these small lakes. Don't let the size of the lake scare you off. There's not going to be as many 50-inch fish in a 400-acre lake as there will be in the Chippewa Flowage or Lake Coudre, but there's still some big fish in these small lakes.
What do you look for when it gets to be late in the season like that as far as a fish location?
Well, that time of year, usually your weeds are dying, so you're looking for the next break where it drops off. If there's some cover down there, wood or rock, that's what's there. And if there's bait fish around there, that just adds to it.
You know, and a lot of guys think deep, you know, and there are granted, I think there's muskies that I've caught them out of 50 feet of water, but that creates a whole other problem because then you get where their bladder won't release the air and stuff, and I've seen that problem with them. But you can usually find good active fish in that 20 to 30 foot range usually, even right up till freeze up.
Sure, and if there's still some green weed, you'll find them even a little shallower than that. They're there, and like you say, you find them in 20 feet, they'll come up for a bait, you know.
You know, most of the time when we were out there doing that years ago, we were fishing with live bait, and we fish with some pretty big suckers, and that's still a good option. But another option now, because it's available, probably is going to be trolling, you think?
I think so. I think that trolling is going to turn out to produce some big fish, and it's something that you have to take your time and learn how to do. It's not just throwing a bait behind the boat and driving around. There's a little more to it than that.
Yeah, there is, and there's a lot of different baits and stuff available for today that we didn't have just a few years ago.
Boy, that's the truth. And, you know, just using the planer boards and everything else to spread your baits, that's a big deal. But, yeah, I think you're going to see some big fish show up that were trolled up instead of live bait.
You know, Chippewa Flowage now, there's the guys that have been catching big fish around those river channel areas. And I think they keep going at it, even with the water going down this year. We're going to see probably a really good fish come out of there, too.
Oh, I think we are. I agree with that, John. It's getting to be that time of year, and like I say, those fish are putting on weight, and they're hanging around those river channels. A big bait comes trolled by them, I got to eat.
You know, I probably might go out there and do a little myself for the late fall trolling. I don't know about the guiding part of it that time of year. I just can't see myself carrying a 2x4 to break the ice at the landing anymore like we used to.
Yeah, I can't remember how many times I took out the boat lights backing in on ice that was a little thicker than I thought it was.
Yeah, you know, but we caught big fish, Dave. We caught big fish when there were not as many big fish out there, I think.
Yeah, but it comes down to, you know, we put in a lot of hours, and there was just a lot of time spent fishing for these big fish.
You bet, you know. Well, it's been an interesting thing seeing the muskie fishing. It's really changed a lot now, and, you know, there's guys have got way more advantage out there right now to get a big fish than ever before, not just in the amount of waters across the country, not just locally here in northern Wisconsin, but other places. But with the equipment and the techniques and everything else they've got, it's just, if you want to spend the time out there late fall, you got a really good chance of scoring with that fish of a lifetime.
That's right. With the equipment they've got now and the electronics they've got now, they're several steps ahead of where we started.
Well, Dave, I want to thank you for getting on here. Anybody was interested in stopping by to talk to you, where do they find you?
Sure. Stop by the Outdoor Creations Bait Shop. I'm out here. You can give me a call, 715-558-4591.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave.
Take care, John.
Well, it was interesting listening to him. You know, we had to talk about a couple other things here. You know, they're proposing now removing the 200 animal limit off the elk and maybe just open it up to limited hunt now.
Well, I think it's going to happen sooner or later, and which is fine. I think that they'll allocate X number of licenses, and some people will have a ball. The other thing, John, that's going to be happening the 27th and the 28th is that there's going to be a gun show and knife show out at the
casino.
And if you want to look at a lot of stuff, it's great. I've done it before. If you want to sell something or buy something, it's a great place to go to do it.
You know, start thinking about getting ready for the fall and or late fall, real late fall in the winter and ice fishing, and start thinking about maybe, you know, it won't be long and new products will be coming out for next year's fishing season, believe it or not. We'll be looking at stuff that's already starting to come, you know, the little bit of leakage coming out as to what it is. I don't know what they're going to come up with new. I know that you know, the hummingbird line for this last year was just nothing but spectacular. And I can't believe, you know, even myself was, you know, being sonar tech in the Navy and knowing what sonar like I do, sometimes just the amount of stuff that I keep learning all the time about these lakes simply because of the sonar and the equipment. It's so good nowadays, and you just take time to learn it.
Well, you still have to do it, and a lot of people, John, just kind of hang back. In fact, I've had a lot of clients who say, well, how do you find depth? How do you tell this? What's the identity of this? Blah, blah, blah. They're just talking about basic stuff.
Well, you know, there's all that information on the Internet now. You go on YouTube, and you can find video after video after video teaching you how to use that stuff. And there's people out there now that are offering education. I had to start doing it because I'm getting requests for it, where take you out and show you how to use this stuff. But the information is out there for free on the Internet now.
Yeah, so those of you that don't have a computer, get a computer.
Well, anything, a tablet, even a tablet. I mean, I found myself using a tablet more than I do my computer now.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. My wife has a tablet, and she's on it quite a bit. It's fun.
You got anything here last minute here to talk about?
You know, that's something kind of interesting that's just happened this last year regarding... you know, we've got a problem with chronic wasting disease, and the year that it started, I think there were 40,000 animals that were tested. Last year, 6,600 animals were tested. They've just found out in Canada, in basic research, that it's possible to have chronic wasting disease transmitted to primates. Now, we are primates.
Yeah.
So the point of this article is, if you want to be sure, take the head to one of the places and have it tested before you eat it.
You bet. You know, and lastly, as we close here, if you pull the boat out already or you're going to pull it out, make sure that you winterize it. Go through all the stuff we've talked about on the show. Make sure you stabilize the fuel, especially if you're running ethanol. Don't recommend that stuff, but do that. You know, put some oil in the cylinders, or if it's a two-stroke, fog it out. Make sure you check the lower unit, check your wheel bearings on your trailer, and if you've got any questions on that, you know, look it up on the Internet, or, you know, take it in to have somebody service it.
The other thing you can do is take your negative off on your battery, fill it up, and keep trickle charge on it.
You bet. Well, Art, you know, we're out of time for this week. I want to remind folks that if they miss a show, you can get that show on our podcast from our website at wnoradio.net. We're out of time for this week.
Keep your youngsters hunting and fishing, and you'll have a ball when they get older.
And we'll see you again next week, folks.
Me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.